The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as is custom, something new that I found out this week, Ariana Grande is coming back. Well, not coming back, she's just coming here. First, she was on the calendar, then she canceled. Now, Ariana Grande is back on the schedule at PNC Arena, Friday, November 22nd. The Raleigh show is one of four stops added to her Sweetener World Tour. The others are New York, Los Angeles, and Dallas. The decision to add the Raleigh concert is reportedly because of overwhelming fan demand. Ariana Grande, as you probably know already, is a multi-platinum record-breaking superstar. Again, Grande has added a concert date to her Sweetener World Tour at Raleigh's PNC Arena on November 22nd. All right, let's check out what's going on with the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. It's on Thursday evenings from 6 until 9. July 11th, it's the Entertainers. July 18th, Chairman of the Board. July 25th, Blackwater Band. August 1st, Band of Oz. August 8th, Sleeping Booty. And August 15th, it is Liquid Pleasure. All right, let's check out some of the things going on at centers across the Triangle. It's Summer at the Springs is at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. The Summer at the Springs concerts are Friday evenings, 7 to 9. July 12th, the Holly Springs Community Band. The band has been a vital part of the growth of the arts in Holly Springs for the past decade. July 26th, it's E.G. Peters. Three musical veterans play big hits that get everybody up at singing and dancing. They take all kinds of music, throw it in a blender, and usher it through the doors. Welcome to the Chop Shop of Rock. Again, that's July 26th, E.G. Peters. August 9th, Adam Lee Decker Trio. And August 23rd, the Whiskey Runners. Other upcoming events at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Enchanted Sleeping Beauty. Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, On Golden Pond. Friday, September 20th, Matt Dusk. Saturday, September 21st, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And Saturday, September 28th, Big Bang Boom. In Knightdale, the Food Truck Thursdays are still operating. The events are held at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30 and dinner is from 6 to 8. A food truck event is scheduled for the following dates: July 18th, August 15th, September 19th, and October 17th. Also, there will be live music during the dinner hours. In Apex, we've got outdoor events that all start at 7. Saturday, July 6th, is Chatham Rabbits, and most of these are at the Apex Nature Park Amphitheater. Saturday, July 20th, Grizzly Goats. Saturday, August 3rd, Molly Birch. Saturday, August 13th, the National Reserve. Friday, August 30th, Grayscale Whale at Apex Historic Depot. And Friday, September 27th, Jared Stout Band, also at the Apex Historic Depot. Jazz Brunch Sundays continue to run through the summer at the Weaver Street Market from 11 to 1 on Sundays at the Carborough Weaver Street Market. The band Jazz Brunch, rather, Sunday is free and runs through September 30th. All right, some of the festivals going on throughout the region in July. Festival for the Eno, that's July 4th and 6th. Christmas in July is July 6th. That's held in historic West Jefferson. China Grove Farmers Day, that's July 20th. North Carolina Peach Festival, July 19 and 20. The North Carolina Watermelon Festival in Fair Bluff, July 19th through the 21st. And the Watermelon Festival in Murfreesboro, July 31st through August 4th. Looking at a couple of the events in August, historic Valdez-Waldensian Festival, that's August 9th and 10th. Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival, August 9th through the 11th. All right, just a reminder, tickets for a very, very popular Christmas event go on sale at the end of next month, or at the end of July, excuse me. The event, Pullen Park's Holiday Express. Residents who've been around here for a while know that it's more than a little difficult to score tickets, so mark your calendar for July 30th. It all starts at 5:30 a.m. Tickets sell out in record time every year. This year, the event is slated for December 4th through the 8th and December 11th through the 15th. The event features a variety of special holiday activities along with thousands of lights strung up around the park, unlimited carousel rides, and a chance to meet with Santa. The tickets will again be available through Eventbrite. And the city of Raleigh already has a page set up for the big day when tickets do go on sale. Search for Pullen Park Holiday Express 2019. A couple more details about the event. The Holiday Express runs from 4 to 8 each event night. A ticket purchase grants you access to the event starting at 4 on the date selected. Tickets are $12 a person and are required for all guests 2 years old and older. Tickets will only be sold through Eventbrite.com. There will be no walk-in or phone ticket sales. Again, the Pullen Parks Holiday Express train. Tickets go on sale July 30th, and it starts at 5:30 a.m. All right, let's take a look at some of the Carolina music festivals going on. Through July 27th, the Eastern Music Festival continues, Greensboro and Points West. The festival trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22 and presents 5 weeks' worth of classical and chamber music performances, plus jazz, blues, and more. The festival's in its 58th year, and the site is Guilford College and other venues. Now through August 3rd, an Appalachian Summer Festival. This is in Boone. The festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival, presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. Performances include Palobolas, Patti LaBelle, Lily Tomlin, the Bunch Brothers, and the Temptations. The festival's in its 35th year. Through August 17th, it's the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. The Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for Classical Music Students age 14 and older presents some 50 concerts throughout its 9-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and the center's 3 orchestras. The festival sites include the Brevard Music Center and nearby venues. July 4th through the 6th, the Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Morganton. The weekend festival presents bands on 2 stages, conducts a bluegrass camp for kids who perform on stage, and puts on a fireworks show and other activities. For July 4th, admission is free, and this is at Catawba Meadows Park. July 4th through the 7th, Ocean City Jazz Festival. This is in North Topsail Beach. The annual Contemporary Jazz Festival showcases jazz legends and up-and-coming jazz greats. Of course, the festival site, North Topsail Beach. July 11th through the 14th, Wild Goose Festival. That's in Hot Springs. The Festival of Music, Art, and Christian Spirituality is modeled after the UK's Greenbelt Festival, and it's held at Hot Springs Resort and Spa Campground. July 18th through the 28th, big time in the mountains, Folkmoot Festival of Western North Carolina. Folkmoot USA presents hundreds of folk musicians accompanying dance troupes representing about 10 countries from around the world at several venues in the North Carolina mountains. Performers demonstrate their cultural heritage through music and dance in colorful costumes. July 19th and 20th, we have three different festivals. Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival, that is in New Bern. The Downtown Street Festival's main shows by North Carolina artists are in the evening, though some venues involved in the festival are to stage free live music during the afternoon. Festival sites, New Bern Farmers Market, and other downtown locations. Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival also held July 19 and 20. The festival includes a sanctioned professional barbecue competition, live bluegrass, championship clogging teams, antique tractor and farm equipment show, kids' activities, arts and crafts, food vendors, and more. It's in its eighth year at Riverside Park. And also July 19 and 20, Down East Music Festival. This is in Rocky Mount. The Festival of Southern Soul and Hip Hop Acts debuted as a one-day show in 2017 and expanded to 2 days last year. Festival grounds include a VIP cabana area, cooling station, and designated areas for pop-up tents. The Friday show is indoors. Festival site, Bishop Stadium, Rocky Mount Sports Complex. July 20th, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest. This is in Huntersville. The event benefits local organizations and features live music, DJs, and a silent disco on four outdoor and indoor stages. The festival site, Black Farms Road. Also July 20th, Chickweed. This is in Salisbury. A celebration of indestructible women, an evening benefiting a local shelter for women and children hurt by domestic violence. The festival presents an all-female show of music, visual art, dance, a silent auction, and more. It's held at the F&M Trolley Barn. July 25th through the 28th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival. This is in Mount Airy. Alden and Arnold Nunn of the Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Band present 4 days of good, clean family entertainment each year to preserve and pass on the heritage of mountain music that was taught primarily by their dads and many others throughout the year. This is the 21st year for the festival, and it's held at Nunn Brothers Music Park. July 26 and 27, Hillbilly Jam. This is in Maggie Valley. The festival, formerly known as Hillbilly Woodstock, features regional bluegrass, country, Americana, and southern rock bands held at the Maggie Valley Festival grounds. Also July 26 and 27, the Ashe County Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is held in the town of Jefferson. The convention features a barn dance on Friday night, jams led by professionals and youth and adult musicians, band and dance competitions on Saturday with cash prizes in the adult categories. The convention is sponsored by the Ashe County Arts Council and is now in its 50th year. The festival site is Ashe County Park. All right, let's move on to Duke University's Music in the Gardens. Two concerts left in that series held at the Sarah Pete Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. July 10th, Jake Zirkzee's Fussel and Band. He's the son of a prominent folklorist. July 17th, Cedric Burnside, part of an outstanding multi-generational musical birthright that includes his father, Calvin Jackson. Okay, Duke performances. They've got the 2019-2020 schedule out. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, September 19th, Ambrose Akinmusir, Origami Harvest. The album tackles institutional racism and cyclical poverty on a brave and original album that The Guardian calls a voyage through America that is both dreamlike and dystopian. It's held at the Rubenstein Arts Center Vonderhaven Studio Theater. Saturday, September 21st, Moo Moo Fresh, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. Mamouna Youssef, a regal combination of black power and Native American pride, became most apparent on 2017's Pliant Vintage Babies. Saturday, September 28th, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet. The Escher and Dover Quartets, two of the brightest chamber music constellations in America today, share the stage for a rare all-octet program. This is part of the Chamber Arts series held at Baldwin Auditorium. And there are others running through October 26th. We'll get to those as the time draws closer. All righty, at the summer concert schedule at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Saturday, July 13th, it's Andrew Bird with special guest Tift Merritt. That's from 8 to 11. Tuesday, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee, 7:30 to 10:30. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio with Trevor Hall. That's from 8 to 11. Wednesday, August 7th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. That's 8 to 11. Saturday, August 17th, celebrating Nina Simone, featuring Lisa Simone in concert at 8. Saturday, August 24th, Old Crow Medicine Show, 8 to 11. Thursday, August 29th, Chaka Khan, 8 to 11. Saturday, August 31st, Mipso from 8 to 11. Friday through Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, Paperhand Puppet Intervention presents We Are Here. Saturday, September 14th, Snarky Puppy from 8 to 11. And Wednesday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi from 7:30 to 10:30. North Carolina will have a presence at the Americana Fest in Nashville this coming September. The executive director of the association said the 28th annual Americana Fest, planned for September 10th through the 15th in Nashville, will feature two nights devoted to North Carolina music. A reminder that the American Dance Festival for 2019 is ongoing, running through July 20th. The American Dance Festival 2019 season includes 38 performances featuring 25 companies and choreographers in five different venues. The 2019 festival performances will take place at Duke University's Reynolds Industries Theater, Page Auditorium, and the Vonderhaden Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, and the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, and Carolina Theater. Single tickets and subscription prices range from $12 to $74. Hopscotch Music Festival is set for downtown Raleigh early September. Headliners have been announced for the Hopscotch Music Festival, slated for September 5 through 7. On Thursday, September 5th, it's Slater Kinney, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Snail Mail, and the Nude Party will perform on the main stage at Raleigh City Plaza. Friday, September 6th, James Blake, Dirty Projectors, and Faye Webster will headline the Red Hat Amphitheater stage, while Jenny Lewis, Purple Mountains, and Tyler Ramsey will play the City Plaza stage. Churches, Fantogram, and Chick 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 play the Red Hat Amphitheater stage on Saturday, September 7th, while Little Brother, Raphael Sadiq, Lute, and Indigo D'Souza, along with Icky Brickets, all play City Plaza. By the way, I looked it up. They use that group that I did, the Chick Chick Chick. That's actually a name, I guess. I looked it up. They use 3 exclamation marks. And so then I played something that they talked about their name, and they did the Chick 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 thing. So it's not Chick, just C-H-K, Chick Chick Chick, that thing. So anyway, that's Hopscotch Music Festival. The Art of Cool Festival, also in September, Jill Scott and Run DMC will headline the Art of Cool Festival. Jill Scott and Ari Lennox will perform at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on September 27th with Run DMC and Houdini set to perform on September 28th. The annual festival, now in its 6th year, will be held September 27th through the 29th at various venues in downtown Durham. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. All right, the IBMA World of Bluegrass is set for September 24th through the 28th. From professional to fan, it's where the bluegrass music community comes to connect, discover, and grow in bluegrass music. World of Bluegrass is one of the biggies in Raleigh, drawing a record-breaking crowd of more than 220,000 people last year, generating almost $13 million in visitor spending. IBMA's World of Bluegrass events include a business conference, the Bluegrass Ramble, 30th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, and PNC's Wide Open Bluegrass. Now, the Ramble, which features 200 showcase performances, is held at the Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, King's, Architect Bar, Vintage Church, and the Raleigh Convention Center, which will host 2 stages. All right, a rundown of what's going on at PNC Arena. And actually, the only newbie there is Friday, November 2nd, as we announced at the top of the show. Ariana Grande is going to be at PNC Arena, again, Friday, November 22nd. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, upcoming in the next few weeks, Tuesday, July 9th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Thursday, July 11th, Dirks Bentley, John Pardee, and Tennille Towns. Saturday, July 13th, Train, Goo Goo Dolls, and Alan Stone. Friday, July 19th, Tom Joyner. Thursday, July 25th, Mary J. Blige and Nas. Friday, July 26th, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, and Morgan Whalen. Saturday, July 27th, Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. And Sunday, July 28th, 311 and the Dirty Heads. There is a new addition, Thursday, September 19th, Meek Mill and the Future. All right, Red Hat Amphitheater. Of course, the addition there, Thursday, August 29th, Band Together, featuring St. Paul and the Broken Bones. and another edition Tuesday, September 17th, Nightmare and Slander. At Coca Booth, the edition this time around, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd at Coca Booth, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Again, that's Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. Coming up Saturday, July 6th at Coca Booth, it is the North Carolina Symphony presents Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Wednesday, July 10th, The Royal Affair featuring Yes, Asia, John Lodge of the Moody Blues, the Moody Blues, Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy. Friday, July 12th, North Carolina Symphony, The Music of Chicago with Brass Transit. Saturday, July 13th, Weird Al Yankovic. Friday, July 19th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, July 20th, it is the North Carolina Symphony presents the annual beach party starring the Embers. Sunday, July 21st, Sublime with Rome, Soja, and special guest Common Kings and Sarah Nation. Friday and Saturday, as mentioned earlier, August 2nd and 3rd, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, August 18th, Big Head Toad and the Monsters and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Saturday, August 24th, Night Nation Run. Friday, September 6th, Little Big Town with special guest Ashley McBride. Saturday, September 14th, it's Casey Musgraves, Oh, What a World, Tour 2. Saturday, September 21st, Mandolin Orange with Mountain Man. Wednesday, October 16th, it is Wilco. And that's all the concerts coming up at Coca Booth Amphitheater, along with the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.